Welcome to the Lean Into Love podcast, a spiritual, self-compassion podcast and space devoted for you to find greater inner freedom, connect more fully to the world around you, and cultivate a deeper spiritual connection to a higher power. I'm your host, Gina Velez, a performer at heart, wellness enthusiast, self-love coach, and current grad student slash therapist in training. I have spent most of my life searching for ways to come back home to myself, back home to the wellspring of love. Along my journey, I have found transformative practices and met some incredible teachers. I now want to share it all with you because, as Ram Dass once said, we are all just walking each other home. Let's embark on a journey of heart-centered exploration, vulnerability, and expansion. Together, we'll navigate the intricate dance between love and fear and discover the limitless power of the human heart. When we learn to love ourselves unconditionally, we radiate that love outward, making a profound difference in our relationships, our communities, and the world. The journey starts now, and I'm thrilled to have you by my side. Let's begin. Well, hello, lovers. Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah, I have been a busy bee, and I've been in grad school. Obviously, you know that, but I've also been teaching and living my best life, or trying to at least. And so I just decided to take a break from all of my endeavors, which includes this podcast, social media, even teaching kids yoga, which was really hard for me to have to make that decision. It kind of feels like I went MIA for a bit, which I definitely did, but I needed to go inward. I felt myself being pulled in a lot of directions, and I just knew I needed to focus on school. My goal is always to follow the 80-20 rule, and I couldn't even do that. So I think I just felt a little too overwhelmed, and, you know, especially with social media and how constant it is in all of our lives, I just needed a break, and it wasn't the right time to be focusing my efforts anywhere other than school. I was also learning so much and processing so much new information that my brain and my body just needed a second to catch up. And, you know, sometimes it feels as though the more I learn, the less I know. And like, I've already said things on this podcast that now in retrospect make me either cringe or question, but I also know that that is always a good sign of growth. Still, it gives me pause just to think about some of those things that I've said. But I've even changed my belief around some of those things that I have mentioned with certainty. And so I think a little bit of that, there was a part of me that felt like, okay, well then let's just stop ourselves from moving forward and sharing our voice. But sharing our voice is like one of the points, right? Like that's the point of life, to speak up when appropriate, to share information that we have, even if it's relatively new, admit when we were wrong and or learned something new, to be compassionate with ourselves and forgiving of ourselves when we do make mistakes or say something cringe, and that we will know better or try and do better next time, and then be able to form new opinions and perspectives, and then continuing to grow despite how uncomfortable it can be. I knew putting myself out there, though, would result in this, so I'm actually not surprised, but after hiding away for a few months and going inward and literally working my booty off in grad school, I'm ready to come out of my chrysalis and just spread my little butterfly wings. Okay, so I know that was like really, that was really lame, but it's true. Life is full of these chrysalis moments. And we experience these same seasons again and again. And for now, this summer season is one that I feel ready to move forward full steam ahead. So I also say this, moving full steam ahead, as I embark on probably the most challenging leg of my journey thus far, which either makes me crazy or fully stepping into alignment with my purpose. Maybe it's both. I began practicum, which is essentially clinical supervision for marriage and family therapists. And this last week, I started working one-on-one with clients, which was a big freaking deal. You know, it was both terrifying because I didn't want to quote unquote mess up, but also I was so pumped, mostly pumped, to begin connecting with other souls who, as I've said before, are just taking the same journey back home to themselves. So I could connect, I could walk with them on that journey. This is what I've been working for the last year, and like in retrospect, even longer. I just didn't realize that everything I was doing was leading me here, but it has. And so I'm finally putting all of my skills into practice, IRL, in real time. I have the best supervisors, and they're just really amazing people. And then the other trainees and associates at the practice on my team are also just wonderful, inspirational, and everyone's so kind there. I just feel so lucky. Every day I'm at this practicum site, I'm like, or I'm talking about it, which is right now. I just feel this like surge of gratitude rush into my heart. And I'm like, oh, I feel so blessed. And I'm too blessed to be stressed, but I still am stressed, but in like the best of ways. I have a full load of summer classes, and that also began this week. I'm even taking an EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization reprocessing class. It's a certification course, and it's honestly the most fascinating. I love this class, and I'm already so obsessed with this theory. And I'm still teaching yoga, both one-on-one coaching and classes. So feel like my brain is constantly being zapped by the end of the day, but it's like a really great workout. It hurts so good. My brain is getting abs and I'm going to be so swole. So I wanted to create this episode because my aim for this podcast here on out is to make this as sustainable for myself and also you. My gentle listeners, as possible. Moving forward, I plan on dropping a new episode every 2 weeks. So with the intention of having inspiring and heartwarming, mostly thought-provoking conversations with people just like you, everyday people. Sometimes I listen to podcasts and they're great and they're so inspirational, but it's like someone who has quote unquote succeeded in their field. And while that's so awesome, regular people like me, like you, should be able to tell their stories as well and have them heard. And I just think if you know of someone who has a story of resiliency or of hope, of, you know, choosing love in the midst of fear, then let's talk. I'd love to have you on this show. And I think the more we can share, the more we can help others. And then that love just keeps getting spread around like manure. That's a Hello Dolly reference. If you're a musical theater fan, you'll get it. Okay, well, that's it. That's the episode. I hope you enjoy the summer sun. And I'll be back in 2 weeks' time with another episode. But until then, much love. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Lean Into Love podcast, and thank you for taking the time to learn how to be a little bit more compassionate with yourself. A small amount certainly goes a long way. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I invite you to work with me inside the Self-Love Club, a one-on-one virtual coaching program where you'll learn how to love yourself more fully through holistic and integrative wellness practices. Each session is specifically designed to fit your goals and needs. Visit theyogina.com and book a free discovery call so we can create a roadmap of how we'll get you there today. And if you haven't already, hit subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. If you enjoyed your time here, rate and review this podcast. That way other souls on their journey back home to themselves can learn from people like you. Until next time, keep leaning into love. And remember, you are worthy, you are loved, and you are never alone.